Thank you.
Matt Sabitka of Paddlewood Academy with Joe Altobelli, manager of the world champion Baltimore Orioles. Joe, was there ever any doubt about you managing the Orioles last year after that fall?
No, it was played up a lot bigger than what it was. I think I was down for a couple of days. I had to miss the banquet here simply because it was immediately after the banquet I fell at. But I hit really basically on the small of my back, and that was about it. I limped a couple of days, and it was sore as a dickens, but it was in a good spot. I bumped my tail end and my elbow, and that was it. But I didn't miss a day of spring training or one ball game during the summer, and I had forgotten about it right after 2 weeks after it happened.
Now, what can you do for an encore after 1983? What else can you do?
It's amazing how things have changed all in 1 year. The question last year was how difficult it would be to follow Earl, and nobody mentioned winning the thing, and now, of course, we've won, and now the question is, can we win again? And there haven't been too many ball clubs that have done it. I'd like to be one of those clubs. I think our ball club would. But it wasn't an easy year last year. We ran into a lot of difficulties, especially in the injury department. We lost some frontline pitching. We lost Dan Ford, a regular right fielder. And we had to have some help from our AAA ball club, and we certainly got some, especially in Mike Boddicker. And I think our ball club finally became as healthy as any time during the season around the first week of September, which might have propelled us to the fine month of September that we had. And as a result, we got lucky enough to win 3 out of 4 from Chicago in the playoffs, and then, of course, 4 out of 5 from the Phillies. But it was not easy.
Are you going to stay pretty much pat with the club you had last year?
We've made an addition. We made a trade. We traded a right-handed reliever, Tim Stoddard, for third baseman Wayne Gross, who hits from the left side. We'll probably end up platooning at that position, and Wayne Gross could add some power to our lineup. He could hit anywhere between 15 and 25 home runs, and if Todd Cruz from the right side can chip in with 10 or 12, we just might have a good offensive year out of that position.
What are the 3 big keys, Joe, in order that fell in place last year that made it all possible?
The 3 big keys, Boddicker has to be one, and I think that Scott McGregor's year was overlooked. I think once Flanagan was injured especially, McGregor reeled off about 14 of 18 games, which he won, and he really did. But I think the big key is pitching, and that's what we got, especially in the playoffs and World Series.
Where does Boddicker get the finesse, the speed? I mean, you look at him in civilian clothes, and it looks like a strong wind would knock him over. And yet when he puts on a uniform and goes on a mound, he's like a different person. He's like a Superman.
Well, a lot of times when a young man, especially if he doesn't throw exceptionally hard, which Boddicker does not, when he goes around the league one time, I guess the tune is that, well, wait till the second time around. And then when that comes around and he still does well, it was his year, and wait till next year. But I really feel that there are pitchers who can throw anything they want and get hitters out. They're the good pitchers. They believe in their stuff. They believe in their abilities. And Mike Boddicker happens to be one of those type of people.
What's the story with Bumbrey?
Well, there's no story with him. He's fine. He did a fine job for us.
Well, he was alternating.
He's been platooning with a fine young player by the name of John Shelby. There's no story behind it. It happened all year. That's exactly what we did. Bumbrey played against the right-handers, and Shelby played against left-handers.
I asked Bumbrey about that, and he said, I asked him what question did he hate reporters to ask him the most. He says, the one question is, what do you think of Shelby? And he resented that.
He didn't show any indications of resenting that last year. And it was just, first of all, we go to spring training and we go to win ball games, we're going to try to do it any way we can, or the best way we can, I'll put it that way. And if it means platooning at a couple of positions, that's what we'll do. But evidently everything worked out for us, and we'll try to do the same thing again in 1984.
All right, tonight, February 9th, how do you forecast? What do you see ahead, Joe? AL East race for 1984?
Well, I said last year there were at least five teams that could be in the hunt, especially over the long haul, and could still be, it still could be up for grabs with five teams fighting for it with 30 games left at the end of the year. Detroit's a fine ball club, Toronto, New York, Milwaukee, our ball club, Boston's especially tough in Fenway, and Cleveland gives us a big battle. They're the only team in the American League that had an upper edge on us, I think, or in our division that beat us in a series last year, so they're always tough on us.
I want to thank you very much.